Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey guys, welcome back to Love After, the new branch off series to Love Island. We have on today from Netflix's Love is Blind season 6, Johnny and Amy. Welcome guys.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yes, of course. Everyone's going to be so excited to see and hear from you guys. And just as a disclaimer for you guys, this was my first season of Love is Blind that I watched. Was your season?
Really?
You started with a good season.
Yes,
I know. That's what I've heard. I've heard like this season has been all time, which it was so fun for me to watch. Like when I tell you guys, I was watching with my boyfriend, like we were standing up. We couldn't even sit on the couch. We were standing, freaking out it like the whole season. And Amy, one of my favorite moments I have to tell you is when you were like, I just want to live out my like fantasy of being like Disney princess vibes for my wedding. Like it was so cute and wholesome. And I literally loved it. I was like, wow, this is such a special, awesome moment. And I feel like so many people can relate to really wanting that feeling, and seeing you have it like just made me so happy. And I know it probably made so many people happy watching too. Like it was really, really special. But I want to skip all the way back to the beginning. How did you guys like apply for the show? Like how did you end up on this show?
So I actually found out through my friends. I hadn't watched the show at that moment, but they had, and they were like, you're perfect for this because the love department for you is just not it. And like, you have like, they knew that I wanted marriage in the future. I'm not just dating to date. And so they were like, you're perfect for this. So I said, okay, like I'll go for it. I applied and then I got the interview, and then I told them, like, no pun intended, like I want to go into this blindly. And they were just like, we recommend you watching what you're gonna probably get into if you do end up moving forward. And I said, okay, fine. And it definitely terrified me because, you know, you never know what can happen with your specific situation or who you're gonna meet. But I did see genuine real connections form from it. And I was like, if it could happen to them, why couldn't it happen to me? Mm-hmm. So totally. I just went for it. Yeah.
I love that. What about you, Johnny?
For me, it was a little bit different. So I was actually approached on LinkedIn. I don't know why or how they found me on LinkedIn. It's kind of the weirdest way. I feel like you always hear about like, oh, they found me on Instagram or like a dating app, but they found me on LinkedIn. I thought that was kind of odd, but I honestly thought it was kind of like a joke at first. So I was like, you know what? What's worse going to happen? Of course, I'll hop on a call to learn more about it. What's the worst that can happen? You know, I'll get married. And I mean, that's not really the worst thing, but like, together, what happened? But basically, that's kind of like how I got approached by it. I went through like the first interview like that same day. The next day was like the second round of interviews. This was like in like the like December timeframe. And they were like, you're going to be shooting in May. Or sorry, going to be shooting in March. So get ready. Like you'd probably have to leave like pretty soon. So it's basically kind of getting all my ducks in the row, making sure that I was going to be like hopefully one of the people that actually chose for the show. And then I ended up being like the number 16 of 15 people that they wanted for the show too.
Yeah. So he's an alternate.
Yeah.
And I also didn't do it either too.
Yeah.
That's which is crazy. So it must have been meant to be. When they, how did they let you know like you weren't an alternate anymore?
So basically, and I guess kind of this is like previous like other things too. My little sister just graduated from PA school and her graduation was on March, we'll say like 26, for example. I got told the dates and filming would begin on March 27th.
Oh, wow.
So basically it was, hey, like I'm not missing my sister's graduation no matter what. Like if I get it or if I don't get it, like I'm still going to be going to this. So please make some like special accommodations for me, but I do want to be on the show because I think it'd be really good, but I'm not missing this. So they were like, hey, we still don't know if you're like an alternate or not. Like the day before I was supposed to fly out. So I just was like, I mean, should I drive up instead? Because I still have my dog. I still find some sitter for him in case I'm gone for 3 weeks opposed to 3 days. And they're like, yeah, I would drive up if I were you. So I drive from Charlotte, North Carolina up to Maine, which is like a 19-hour drive. And I think it was like hour 10 or 11, I got the call and was like, hey, you're going to be on the show. You made the right choice driving. And I was like, oh, thank God. And yeah. that kind of like propelled me like through the rest of my drive and gave me like a little more adrenaline to just stay awake and keep pushing.
Wait, that's amazing. How exciting. And then how long did it take you guys to like tell your friends and family?
That we were like on the show or?
Yeah, that you were going to be going. And like, what was kind of their reaction? Like, did you tell them right when you got to the graduation then? Or were you like, this is kind of her day, but yet again, I leave tomorrow.
So I told them kind of like in like, I don't know, like beginning, like through like the application process, I was like, hey, like I'm doing this. Like, I don't think this is gonna, I'm just mumbling words right now. I'm applied for this. I really want to do this. I don't know if it's gonna, you know, happen or not, but I want to let you guys know just in advance. And my sisters were super thrilled about that. They were a lot of screams in the FaceTime call, a lot of jumping up and down, a lot of, oh my God, this is gonna be crazy. my parents didn't really know too much about it because they didn't watch the show at all.
Right.
So it was definitely a little, I don't know, they weren't like not supportive of it, but they just didn't really know what I was getting myself into.
Right.
When I got there, I told them, they were all just super excited about this. So I don't know, it was just a good time all in all, at least telling my friends and family.
What about you, Amy?
I feel like for me, it was kind of a whirlwind too, because even though I had started the application process like September of 2022, so 6 months before we started filming, I had made the decision not to move forward with it because I did have two trips that were in the way during filming, so it would have been a conflict. And so my family and I, we were supposed to go to France in March, right before filming started, so it would have just been too much. I never told my work or anything, and I was set on not doing it just because it was just too many things in the way. And then last minute, I get told that I get chosen. And not only that, the flight to, we have to just cancel France overall because of my parents' passports. They didn't know that France had this like 3 month validity rule where like their passports were expiring in May. So technically, weren't allowed to enter the country.
Right.
So we just had to cancel like literally last minute. And the first person I basically told was my manager, because I had called her and I was like, hey, all this happened with the trip. I'm actually going to work next week. LOL. But like, there's like so many things happening. And I was like a mess. And she was just like, okay, like, let's take a step back. Like, what else is going on? And I was like, I also got told about this opportunity, and I am so confused because I feel like this happened, and now I feel like maybe it could be because of this, but right. I don't know. It's just like my gut was telling me that, but I just didn't want to believe it at the same time, if that makes sense. Like, my ego just didn't want to accept it out of fear. And so, yeah, I just kind of told her that, and then that's where she was like, well, I can see if we can get that time off for that. And I was just like, okay, but don't stress about it. But she was the one that, you know, was able to kind of make it happen, in the sense of like, I was able to take 3 weeks off work very last minute. And then I was able to switch my other trip that was in April and push it back to June. And then I told my family, they were not too thrilled about it. I come from a very, you know, traditional household. And so with that, they just had never seen the show. They weren't in love with the concept, but more so was more for my safety and my security. They just didn't know what going to go on. And so
I'm going to protect you.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, I told my brother, and that's the only opinion that mattered to me. And I told him, and he was like, you know, I feel like you should do it. You deserve love. And he was the only one that, if he said no, I wouldn't have done it. Cause I see my brother as if like he were my son, but he was the only one that was like, I think you should go for it. And for that, I like kind of continued making arrangements to make it happen. But there was so much in the way for me too. It's crazy. So like how both of us had like all these roadblocks that just kind of lifted up last minute. So absolutely.
It just like had to be meant to be though. And I'm someone that believes in stuff like that too.
Oh, yeah.
It's like everything just kind of fell into place. So then you guys go on the show and you're in the pods. What was the first pod you guys had, like, when you, like, first, you know, you're talking to each other?
I remember, I feel like we kind of, I don't know what we talked, I feel like I remember talking about your grandma. and how, because his grandma was sick at the time, and he was a little bit stressed about that. And so I was just telling him, like, I'll pray for your grandma. She'll be fine. I'm sure she will. And, like, that was kind of like, I mean, it was 15 minutes, so we didn't really talk too much. It was very introductory, like, hey, how are you? Like, who are you?
I feel like the big thing was, like, in the first day, because you're basically speed dating 15 girls, 15 guys within, like, literally 15, like, set, like, minute increments, or I don't think it was 15 minutes. It might have been, like, 8 minutes or something like that.
It never did the notebooks, right?
Why I had to use notebooks.
So much to keep track of.
But it's just, like, you have to just figure out, okay, who do I, like, click with and who do I not click with? Because day one, you're dating everyone. Day two, you're only dating, like, 8 people.
Yeah.
So it's, like, you eliminate half the people within, like, the first couple minutes of meeting them, which is, like, really scary.
Did your guys' conversation to each other, like, stand out right away? Or was it just so hard because it's so many people? Like, for me, like, I'm, like, I don't know if I would, you know exactly who it would be right away. Like, because there's so many people and it's so much going on that I'm, like, oh, okay, like, these three stuck out to me. But, like, what was that kind of like for you?
For me, his voice stood out to me.
Oh, it did.
But personality, like, it was more of a slow burn for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say just kind of going into, like, the whole experience, I just really wanted to, like, bring a lot of energy to it. And I wanted to see who was going to basically match my energy. So when I first got in, I was like, yeah, I'm like, oh, my God, the pods are open. Oh, my God, who is this? It's great to meet you. Just, like, seeing who was going to kind of, like, mirror it back to me and, like, what kind of, like, at least response I was going to get. I remember Amy had a very good response. I remember a lot of the girls had, like, good responses. And that's how I knew, like, okay, I do want to talk to you because and get to know you more because the initial conversation stood out to me and made it memorable.
That makes a lot of sense.
But I don't think it was until, like, maybe day, like, three or day four where we really, like, okay, this is, like, serious. Like, I really want to get to know you more and, like, start having deeper conversations. And then by day five, it was, hey, let's be pretty exclusive. Like, let's just only date each other. And let's see really if we can get to the point of, like, wanting to be truly engaged, whether we were, like, in the show or if we were, like, just at home.
Yeah. Right. Were you guys the first couple that kind of, like, honed in on each other earlier on?
No, actually, no. I feel like we were still being thorough with the process. And one of some advice that AD gave me that I will still remember to this day is, like, you know, see it through and evaluate all your options. And I was kind of very much like, is it going to work for me? I kind of felt guilty at the same time for not being able to be in contact with my family. Like, there was just a lot of feelings going on. And I feel like, you know, I went through everybody and there were a couple of people that stood out to me by, like, day three. And then day four, I was just like, I think Johnny might be it. And then we made it.
I love that. And then so, okay. So then you guys, you propose, Johnny, what was that like? Were you so nervous? Like, that's so, so crazy.
Yes. I was definitely shaking like crazy. But no, more so before that too, like, we were just trying to, like we said, like, day five was like, okay, we're going to date each other and just see if we're, like, at that point of, like, really being, like, in an engaged relationship. And I think it was, like, on day eight, I was telling you and I was like, hey, I don't know if I'm really there yet. Like, I really like you. Like, you know, we'd be, like, dating on the outside world for, like, you know, like, a year or two now at this point. But I don't really know if I'm, like, really ready to be engaged right now.
Because the thing is, sorry to cut you off, but I feel like we sign up for something and then you start actually getting feelings and it gets scary, like, which is so normal. And I feel like because we genuinely had feelings for one another, we were super cautious about not just hurting ourselves, but hurting the other person. And we just wanted to make sure that we were doing it carefully because I feel like deep down we knew we were the one for each other and marriage material. But at the same time, we wanted to make sure that something as serious as marriage was, you know, taken very carefully and that we were doing everything correctly.
It's not something you rush into, especially in such a, like, a rushed process.
Right.
So it was like the morning of day nine, I, like, woke up and I was like, I'm going to go for it. I really want to see this story. Yeah. Like, I want to see what it's like to actually be engaged to Amy. And we'll kind of figure out, like, the marriage part later on. But, like, right now, I do want to take that risk and just see what it's like to actually be engaged to Amy.
Yeah.
So like I wrote down like this like huge long like letter about like how I was gonna propose to her. And then I condensed it, then I like kind of threw that out, write another huge long letter, then condensed it again, threw that out. I think it was like the third or fourth when I was like, I like this. And I wanted to make sure I had like two like main things that were like, if we got engaged, it promised me like two like big things. Mm-hmm. The first one was that basically, I don't know, the first one was that like if anything comes up, you tell me right away that bothers you, because that's like what kind of like hurt a previous relationship. And the second one is just that we will just like keep the same communication forever.
Yeah, I like that. That's really great. Walk me through too. Did you have any like pinnacle conversations with any of the guys in the house before proposing that kind of like helped you feel more confident about everything? Like, was there anyone you really leaned on kind of for advice, or no? Do you feel like you kind of
I would say more so Clay. Yeah. He was really good. He's been basically since when we first got to like LA to like go through like the orientation for everything. Mm-hmm. Me and him were really close because he grew up apparently like a town away from me. Yeah. So it was like a really good connection there.
Wait, you guys, I have the funniest thing. I didn't know, because this is the first season I've watched. I was like, how do they all live in the same city? So crazy. I was like, how convenient for everyone. It's like, oh, I found out. And I was like, wow, Elizabeth, you are an idiot for that. But it makes sense to have people proximity, because then that's, you know, a factor that you're not having to loop in, which can be really stressful. Like, I know you said you haven't seen Love Island, but people on Love Island, they have all these conversations like, okay, we live on opposite sides of the country. When we leave the villa, how does this then work?
Yeah.
And my whole thing is like, I've been really trying to look at everything more psychologically on all these reality shows of who breaks up, who stays together for what length, and, you know, what reasons are people on these different shows, because I compare all of them because I'm watching all of them. And I'm thinking like part of, you know, Love Island, why I think people break up is the proximity. And then I also think people break up too because, you know, it's the opposite of Love is Blind. Love is literally physical looks at that on that show. Like, people walk in and you judge people based on what they look like right away. Mm-hmm. And you choose whether or not you want to couple up with them. And then you can, you know, leave your partner, switch partners, whatever. But I think a lot of it is so physical. Where do you guys kind of stand with like the whole process? And do you really think like love is blind?
I do think so. I do think love is blind, but I think it's, you have to be in the right mindset when you go into the experiment. Like, you can't just be there to, oh, I'm going to get married, it's going to be perfect. Like, you have to be like going through the stages yourself of self-development, really learning what you want as a person, what you bring to the table, and what you're looking for out of a partner.
And not wanting to force anything either.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest things. And then the process works.
Yeah.
But if you don't do the work beforehand, then it's going to be really good in theory, but I don't think it's going to work out for everybody.
Yeah. I think that's maybe something like Clay, like I think he would have done better with everything. Like, let's say he had therapy for a year before, even 6 months before doing the show, like maybe he would have been more ready for something like that at the time, because it all starts with like yourself. Like, it's hard to give yourself to someone else if you're not, you know, ready in the first place.
You can't fill up someone else's if you're coming to me.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Another random thing I wanted to ask you is, Johnny, when you're picking out the rings, what like how does a guy think like, okay, Amy is this, so I want the ring to look like this? Like, how does that kind of work? Like, I have not been in that stage of my life yet, so I'm like curious how that works.
So luckily enough, I worked at K Jewelers back in college.
No way.
So I was a guy who was basically slinging engagement rings to people who may or may not have been ready to get engaged, but just, you know, oh, it's okay, man. She'll love it. You'll be in. If it's a little rocky now, like, it's going to get better with the ring, I promise. And looking back, probably the worst advice I could have gave someone. but I didn't know like a thing or two about, you know, like styles of rings, what it was, what she kind of liked. And when she kind of like explained, you know, like her style, her vibe, she like kind of talked about what she liked. Like aesthetics, like wise, I knew kind of what I wanted to get her. But at the end of the day, it was basically you pick from the sheet of maybe, I think it was like 10 or 12 different rings.
Yeah.
And you list, okay, this is my number one, this is my number two, this is my number three. And then you should get one of those, you know, three rings.
And right. It's funny because I feel like I didn't even know what I wanted for a ring. I knew I wanted oval. It's funny because everything happened where it just opened up right before the experiment. I just felt like I could potentially find my person. And so I was playing with the apps that like you can like try out the different shapes and sizes on your finger. And I was like, okay, I think oval is like my thing. And so near the end of the experiment, he was just like, if, you know, we do end up getting engaged, what kind of ring would you like? And I was like, I mean, I don't know, but I kind of like oval. Yeah. And so we just kind of, and he, you know, he struck out with that. So
I had always wondered, because they obviously don't show those kind of things. So I didn't know if it was just like that also was blind and like you just off the cuff are like, I'll do this.
Oh no.
Honestly, that's one of the things where like you cannot leave it to guessing, because if it's an ugly ring that she thinks, it's just like, oh, that's strike one. Like it's as easy as that. Like it could be.
The thing is, I would have been vocal about it. So he got very lucky, because I would have been like, if we're all gonna get married, it needs to be better.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you end up engaged, you come out. What was like the physical attraction then when you first met? Like, do you think it made it's stronger instantly because you guys were attracted to each other? Like how, or was it like so weird then all of a sudden having to put a face to a voice?
It's like a little bit of everything. I feel like we were very much magnets to one another, but at the same time, it's like a weird, like brain game type of thing where it's like, you're finally piecing this voice to a face that you've never seen before. And so like, it's just like a lot of processing, and obviously there's cameras involved, and like, it's a very tense moment, but I feel like we just kind of were in our world in that same moment and just kind of propelled to one another. It was it was a very interesting part of the experiment for sure, but one of the most memorable ones.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then you go back and you start living together, and I didn't know that this was a whole other part of the show. I thought that like you just meet and then you get married and like that's the show. And I
that might be married at first sight.
Very scary, honestly.
That's what I thought it was. Like I didn't understand because I hadn't seen it till this season. So when I got to that part, I was like, oh, I like this because it's like real.
Yeah, cool
because you get to see them like, and I feel like that's probably the hardest stage too. Is like afterwards figuring out like, does this actually work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think like the really cool part about the experiment is how it's kind of split up into phases. So you have the connection of the mental and emotional first through the pods, and then you have the physical aspect in the DR, and then you have like living together and actually merging your lives and how that would look like, introducing family, friends into the picture and seeing like how it all blends together. So
when you're in the DR, can you call your family and friends and be like, I ended up in get no.
So it's not totally get home. I wish we could have, but they technically, at least I communicated with my family and like my super close best friends that like, hey, if I'm gone for an additional week, it's because I did meet somebody.
Yeah. Oh my God. They had to be so excited then.
It was really funny. Like reading through, like when we got our phones back.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
And I remember there was one with like my sister, my sister is my little brother and my brother-in-law. And they were like, okay, so it's day X. Johnny still hasn't texted back yet, which means he might be engaged. Oh my gosh, he's engaged. And this is like when we were already like in the DR apparently, like we were just like kind of tracking back the days. And then like the next day it was like, oh my gosh, he's definitely engaged. Do you think she's cute? I think she's really cute. Do you think they're going to work out together? I think they're going to work out together. And it was just like the funniest thing kind of reading all those texts back.
It's so crazy because like I had that too for my show, but it's very different because your show is filmed and then you come back. Ours is like live time. So like all my chats, like I got off the show and I got to read like as people were watching what was happening like in live time. So it was like really interesting reading the chats. Yeah. So, but I didn't get to be a part of any of the watch parties. Like, did you guys watch with friends and family as it aired?
Kind of. I think we did a little bit of everything. Yeah. So for the first release, it was just us because we didn't know what was going to be shown. Granted, we didn't expect anything negative to be shown. Yeah. It was always pretty peppy with us. But because it's just all new and like all this new stuff coming out and it's just a lot to process, we just decided to watch it on our own. For the wedding episode, we had already seen it a little bit before just because of the reunion, but we watched it with our family the day that it came out, and then we watched it with my friends the day after it came out and did a watch party for that. But other than that, we watched everything on our own.
Were people just dying because they knew that they were celebrating you guys, but yet, like, did you give anyone like a heads up, like the first couple like doesn't end up getting married, like just because the first half of the episode is like very dramatic with what happens that like I was shocked, actually. Like, I didn't see that coming, but I had it in the back of my head because I was like, oh, it's a Netflix show, like you just don't know what these shows. My boyfriend was like, oh, of course they end up getting married, and I was just like like it was wild. Like, was it, did anybody, what were like your friends and family's reaction to that?
I feel like Lifetime, them watching it, I mean, it was hard to watch. I mean, it was even hard to watch for ourselves because it's like, obviously we know what happened, but we don't really know how it played out in detail. And so because we both love AD and Clay so much as individuals, and we love them as a couple at the time as well, like it was super hard to watch. And I feel like, when watching shows like this as the audience, we do get attached to these stories. And I feel like it was similar to like my family, that when they watched AD and Clay, for example, like they felt like they had known AD and Clay and they knew how special they were to us. So it was, you know, hard for them to watch. I mean, they even cried. So it wasn't easy to process even for like our friends and family. Into scenes like that.
No, definitely. And I think it's hard too for viewers to really get a grasp of the concept of time with these shows. And the best way I always talk about it is it's like dog years in a sense. Like, for every like hour you spend with someone, like picture that, like when you first start dating someone, like that hour is like once a week for 3 weeks, or like, you know, 2 hours for like how a date would go. And so you really do get close with people really fast because you spend so much time with them. It's like not normal the amount of time you spend. So like you really do make bonds with these people that feel like you've known them for so long.
Plus it's like dedicated time too. It's like there's no distractions, there's no phones. It's just you really get to like actually talk and learn and get to know who they are as like individuals and like what makes Clay Clay, what makes AD AD. And then you actually get to know them for the actual people they are, opposed to just, you know, how they're acting or like the character they're being spun out to be or things like that.
Right. What were you guys sad at all? Or were people sad like they didn't get to come to your wedding? Because they come to everything else. Like you kind of see how like all the contestants like go to all the things except for the wedding.
Yeah, that was, I wish that would have been different, because I feel like we bonded with a lot of people from our cast that we wish they could have been a part of it. But there is like a limited amount of people that are able to go to the wedding. And at the same time, as much as we do love the cast, we have so much family and friends that have been a part of such long time in such a long time in their lives that, you know, it was just kind of a no-brainer. But it's just one of those things that we probably plan on doing a vow renewal ceremony eventually anyways. And in that, like, we'll invite everybody that either wasn't able to come because it was such short notice, or like people from the cast as well.
Right. I want to talk about now too, kind of like post everything, like you guys are on this, like, you know, wild journey. Now you're finally back. Like you're living your normal everyday life. Like what has everything, how has the adjustment been?
It's been interesting
so far, so basically one of the biggest things was right after the show, like right after we got married, we were basically like, hey, you guys can do what you want right now. Like we'll give you more information later on when it's closer to like the air date. So basically from May to maybe like November, we were just living as like a married couple, like anyone else. We'd go out to dinners together. We'd go grocery shopping, go Target runs, like little things like that. And it was great, like just living in our little bubble. And then after like November came around, it was, hey, like the show's gonna be releasing in February. Now we need you guys kind of like locked down or quarantine, like no rings, like no nothing. You can see it put together, but no PDA. Like it was very intense in that matter.
That is kind of crazy that you like, you're this and then you're this and then you're this and then you're that.
So it was intense in that matter. But since the show has finally been released, now it's like, okay, cool. We can finally go back to that. We're married again. We can actually go to Target runs and to dates and, you know, just be seen in the park kissing, just, you know, looking like idiots. Like, it's like we can actually do it. We can actually enjoy like our marriage opposed to trying to like hide things or watch the way we're talking about things. Or like, I can't say, you know, like before that I couldn't really like hype Amy up as much as I wanted to, but now I can just be like her number one hype man. And like, it's like little things like that, that just I'm happier to do now.
Yeah.
Right. Totally. How has like the adjustment been with social media in particular? Because like for me, when I came off, like the pressure was crazy. Like I was like, whoa, like everyone, you know, they probably are pressing you now to like have a kid or like when's this, when's that? Or like maybe a day goes by where you don't post about the other person. They're like, oh my God, did you guys break up? Like, are you guys over? Like, it's crazy. Social media pull.
Yeah. There's a lot of pressure. I feel like it's one of those things that I don't know why, as a society, I feel like we see things as very black and white. And like, if we see something, we automatically assume, and that's the truth. And it's not like that at all. Right. And I feel like because of social media, we do have to tread carefully in how we go about certain things, not just really in how we're perceived, but just out of the protection of our marriage. You know, it's something that's so sacred to us. And so like being very cautious of what we do decide to put out there, because obviously we made the choice of being public with our lives. So, you know, it's something that we willingly signed up for. So we're more than happy to do it, especially when we have so many amazing, incredible supporters out there, like that want to see updates. Like we want to fulfill that. But at the same time, it's like, how do we create that balance to where we also keep stuff within ourselves? And just, you know, I don't know, just really finding that balance. I feel like that has been the most challenging part, and being very cautious even about how we act in public, because it's just like one of those things.
I know it's like, God forbid someone gets like a weird look, or like Johnny buys his little sister a drink at the bar and all of a sudden it's like Johnny's buying a different woman a drink at the bar.
Literally,
we literally do things like that too, because whenever we drive and looking for my dog, Amy loves sitting like the back seat with my dog.
Oh my God.
So recently we had one of our friends, Mel, basically ride like with us, because we were doing like a little like photo shoot somewhere, and she was like the photographer. So she was the front seat. So we're just like joking around, like, oh my God, is Johnny with another woman?
And the thing is, somebody started recording him and her from their car. I was just like, oh my, and I saw that because I was obviously in the back seat of the dog, because I just get really bad anxiety. I mean, unfortunately, Johnny has been in an accident with Gotti before, and like that, like I just, like they're my babies, you know, the dogs are my babies. I just love to be in the backseat with Gotti. And so just because of that, I was just like, holy shit, like the way that the story could be spun so easily. I mean, we saw that with Jess and Johnny when we were going to travel for the reunion,
walking through the airport.
People DMZ were just like twisting that out of proportion for no reason. I'm like, y'all, I wish I could have been like, we're traveling for the reunion, but obviously in that moment we couldn't say that. But it was just like, Jesus, like people will literally twist and turn everything into something that's not. And it's just one of those things that it was eye opening. Like there's been so many moments that's eye opening that it's just like, wow, like things can be really twisted out of proportion.
We've all, like a lot of us Love Island women, and women from other reality shows too. It's crazy. Like you'll have like an off day where you'll wear like sweatpants and be bloated, and all of a sudden everyone will be like, they're pregnant, you're pregnant. And you're like, oh my God, can I not have a bad day?
Like, literally in the reunion dress that I had, there were so many comments like, oh my God, she's pregnant. I'm like, no, it's just my belly. Listen, I'm eating. Okay. And so it's just like, that's also like a weird obsession that people have with us. It's like, when are we having kids? Which I get, like obviously you get married and
they're attached to watching the journey.
Especially with the whole birth control thing, it's just like, it'll happen when it happened. Like the fact that people are just so invested in that aspect of our personal lives is just very interesting as well. But
it's funny how that was such a narrative to your story on the show.
Well, there was not much going on.
They were really trying wherever they could.
Yeah, you guys didn't have too much drama because things were all good, you know? So they're like, we need an issue. And that seemed to be the issue. It's so funny
because one of the issues, which really was an issue, was that he is more of an outside, like he loves to do outside activities. Oh, yeah. And I'm more of a city girl. Like I love going out to eat, clubs, like having fun. And he's more of like hiking and all that.
Being outside, and just like enjoying myself like in nature.
And we were just like, I mean, I feel like we balance each other out. I feel like that's not a con. But we had a lot of discussions about that too.
Yeah.
Which I thought was funny, but.
It was also really nice too. Cause like that was kind of like, the cadence of our dates was basically, okay, we'll do some that like Amy likes a lot. We'll do some that Johnny might like because it's outdoorsy.
Yeah.
So I remember like going on the DR, one of the things they didn't show was like, I got my first mani pedi. And that was life changing. Oh my gosh, it was so great.
I would have loved to. Are you ticklish with the foot scrub on the bottom?
It
got to the point where like there was a camera on me, a camera on Amy, and then the camera on Amy just like panned over to me to like zoom
and
in.
And then
like,
there was a
feet,
zoom in
on
my
face.
Which was
like,
so funny.
It was just, it was too much.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Were there any other moments like that that we missed? Because obviously they can only pick so much to put into the season.
Yeah.
But there's always like so many funny moments that don't make it.
Let's see.
They should do what Love Island does where they have like a blooper reel.
Oh, I would have loved that.
Yeah.
Never too late.
Like, love that find, add it. Yeah, it's never too late. Had a blooper reel. But I do want to ask too, like, because it's the main question that people wanted to know, is that the contraceptive thing, was it ever figured out?
Oh, yeah. We did figure it out. We actually have a partnership with Natural Cycles. So, and I've been using it for a minute now. I just got upgraded to the Aura Ring, so I feel like it's making it easier on me because there were moments where I was forgetting to take my temperature in the morning, especially like recently, because I've just been like, I shoot out of bed and I'm like, what do I have to do today? But I felt like Natural Cycles was the best way to go just because it's just I feel like it's a good way to track your cycle and be on top of it. And at the same time, learn your body more. And I feel like it's been educating for both of us because it's like, I checked my cycle beforehand, for example, but I was still like super paranoid about everything. Cause the last thing I wanted to do is get pregnant immediately after a process that's already so fast.
It already has so much going on. And
exactly. And I think that was like,
keep them in stages.
No, exactly. And I feel like that was the biggest fear. And I feel like people know that it is an accelerated process, but I feel like they also forget at the same time that it is an accelerated process.
Right. No, totally.
And they're just like, but you're getting married. So what's the big deal? But it's just like, we want to enjoy our marriage and our relationship.
At the same point too, it's like, it's been so far 3 months. No matter if you spend every waking moment with someone, you still don't really know them in 3 months.
Yeah.
And I think I really like got to know Amy more so after the cameras went away, when it was just me and her, and we just got to spend time together and live together and work together. Cause we both worked remotely, like in our normal jobs.
Yeah.
And like, that's where we really got to like cultivate our relationship.
Exactly.
Was kind of like off camera during that time. And I feel like if we ever tried to like bring like a child into the picture, it wouldn't have been like so much time just dedicated towards each other, getting to know each other.
Yeah.
It would have been towards our kid. And then it just, it wouldn't have been a strong relationship and a good foundation.
Yeah. Cause it's like kind of weird how reality TV works. It's like, once you come back from everything, you're re-meeting the person in their own space with their friends and their family. It's kind of like you're dating backwards.
Yeah.
Like, it's very much out of order.
Especially in this process.
Oh my gosh.
But it's crazy to see that like Love is Blind really does work. And there's so many success stories to prove that, which is so crazy. Like there's been 6 seasons and aren't there like 9 couples?
Yeah, 9 couples still together.
That's incredible. Like Love Island has 1. And there's been also, I think, 5 or 6 seasons, which is nuts. But also it just kind of shows like maybe like love really is blind. And it was kind of cool. It was cool, but scary, I guess, for me, as I was watching the reunion and saw the hosts, how much they really grilled Trevor for kind of like not treating the process like how it should be treated, because it kind of takes away opportunity and also puts like a bad stigma behind the show of like, if they get people like that, that are just there for the followers, they're not there to actually like meet someone, then like, it's not going to work. You know, like the show works because you get people that like really want to do it and put their like heart totally in it. And I feel like Love is Blind has picked such great people though. Like you guys had such a good cast. Like there were so many people that I truly loved watching, and it felt like for the most part, like everybody really was there for the right reasons, which gives a better outcome.
I think so too. Absolutely. And that kind of goes like to what I mentioned before is like, you have to really do the work and make sure that you are in the position where if you do get married, you as like an individual are ready for that like milestone in your life. It's not just like, hey, surprise, here you go. Here's your life partner. Figure it out. It's like, at least like on my side, like I figured it out. Amy's side, like she figured it out. So now when we do come together, it makes it that much easier.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Totally. I always say that with like friends too, jumping into relationships, especially if like they don't have enough time in between them. I'm like, no, you need time to like heal, put yourself back together, know yourself, and then you can be in a relationship with someone nice. Like you need to like fix yourself. You can't like give yourself to someone unless you like love yourself first.
And that's the thing too, that I feel like we focus so much on in the pods, and how I narrowed it down to Johnny, it was the self-work that he had done. And I told him about like self-help books that I read. I was like, do you read any self-help books? And he was like, I do. And I was like, what, tell me, like, what books have you read? And so like, he came, like he was very genuine in his answers and real and authentic. And I feel like I could tell that he had put a lot of work on himself to grow as a man. And that meant the world to me, because I feel like I, in the past, have dated men that didn't care about growing, and were just kind of in the stagnant energy. And I'm the kind of person that, although I'm not perfect, I always want to keep growing to be the best woman that I can be. And I wanted my partner to match that energy. And so the way that I was weeding these men out, because I feel like women are more so focused on like the healing journey and like, you know, aiming for that, whereas men don't really do that. And so I was weeding men out by like asking them those kind of questions and like just really diving into it. And I feel like with Johnny, he just, you know, checked every box that I had. So it was,
I'm
just
like, Johnny, what were some of those books?
So I'm very, very, very big in psychology.
Okay.
So one of my favorite authors is this author, Robert Greene. And basically what he does, he comes out with a couple of like different series of like books, and he likes to focus on kind of like historical, basically stories. And like one of the ones he did was like called basically like the 48 Laws of Power. And basically he takes like a historical moment of like maybe like Cleopatra's life. And it's.
Did he write The Art of Seduction?
Yes. That's what
I read. Oh my God. I was about to tell you guys. I'm like, as you're saying, you read self-help books to prepare for Love is Blind or, you know, better yourself, whatever. Before I went into Love Island, I read The Art of Seduction, and I'm like highlighting stuff because I'm like, how am I going to seduce all these men to like on the show?
Because it's like, these are like proven ways to basically like position you in the right direction. And also it shows you how people normally react to these things too. So it is kind of like one of those little ploys of like, I don't know. It's just one of those ploys where like you can actually know how like the conversation is going to go without having to, you know, fail at it a million times before you kind of learn that lesson.
Right.
And I don't know. I liked him a lot too. I also love Malcolm Gladwell. He's like one of my other favorite authors that I love to read because he's a lot of really good books. It's like backed by a lot of like data. And I'm honestly just a huge nerd when it comes to like data or like psychology or just things like that.
Yeah. One last thing I want to ask you guys is, what like advice would you give to people that are, you know, they feel like they know themselves, they're ready for the show, they want to go on. Like, what would you tell them like going into it?
So I feel like we've been mentioning, I feel like working on yourself, especially self-love, is huge. And actually being ready for that step in your life. I feel like if you still have so many things going on that you're figuring out on your own and you won't really have time to give to a marriage, then it's the experiment is not for you. And so I feel like, yeah, just pouring into yourself as much as you can, knowing that you're ready for that next step. And I would also just say, what was I going to say? I had something and I forgot.
That was going to be the best thing you said.
I know. It was.
What's going to happen is he'll start talking and then you'll remember it.
No, literally. Exactly. Go ahead, babe.
So one of the things I want to say kind of based off like Amy and like echoing that is you have to be ready for it. I really feel like one of the biggest things that I did a couple of years ago that got me ready for this was just to take a solo trip. And like, I went to like Moab, Utah, and I was just basically didn't know anybody there. Had like kind of like a plan of, oh, I want to go here, I want to go there, I want to eat here maybe. But the rest is kind of like all up in the air. And I feel like that really helped me just kind of discover who I was and like what I wanted out of things and how to actually have fun by myself. So whenever people are like, oh, I want to do this like big experiment where like, you know, something like this could happen. It's first try to get to know yourself. And I feel like the best way to do so is just to travel alone somewhere, whether you're a guy or a girl. And I feel like you can also like look up a bunch of like things which are like the best, like friendliest places to travel to. But at least kind of go on like one of those trips and just see for yourself, like who you are when like you're lonely, when you're bored, when you're sad, when you're, you know, just not feeling like your absolute best, because chances are on the trip, you probably won't feel, you know, amazingly happy 24/7. So it gets kind of like, lets you see how you are. I don't know, like when you're like at the like certain points.
Again, self-love. And I, and like, even if you can't do like a trip, for example, on your own, maybe like take yourself out on a date. Like it's corny, but stuff like that, where you really build that self-love where you can then attract love to yourself. But I remember what I was going to say, and that was to not force anything, because I feel like we didn't really latch on to each other in the beginning. We made it exclusive kind of halfway through, but we were still very open-minded to, yeah, it could work out and we could get to the next step where we get proposed to. But if we don't like get to that point, it's also okay. And we can figure it out on our own terms. And it's just one of those things that I feel like if you want it to flow well, just don't force it. Cause I feel like if you force it, it's because you're having high expectations, and high expectations can lead to disappointment. And it's just it's not pretty. Mm-hmm. So I feel like a little bit of all those aspects, self-love, not forcing it, just kind of going with the flow and being grateful for the opportunity and the outcome, no matter if it's a good or not so good one.
Mm-hmm. Totally. 100%. I think those are both like top tier advice for anybody. And I bet that people will go back and try to like watch this video if they are picked to go on the show or, you know, or thinking about it and be able to like take that advice. And I hear it a lot from people. They're like, oh, I went back and I watched all of them so I could like kind of know going into it, you know, what to think. And then my last thing I want to know is what kind of like plans do you guys have coming up for spring, for summer, anything fun? Let us know.
A lot of travel.
And hopefully house hunting.
Yes.
I feel like we want to definitely have a house locked down by the end of the year. That's the goal. But Charlotte, it's rough out here. So it just really depends on what we find. Because again, we don't like to force things. So if we find the good, like the perfect house, then great. And if we don't, then, you know, we can just extend our stay at our apartment that we're at right now. But other than that, just living life, traveling. And
where are you guys going?
So for our anniversary, we're actually going to Puerto Rico.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's going for the first time. So I'm so happy. I've been on top of the itinerary.
Oh my God. Fun. Wow. Yeah. That's super, super fun. That's such a fun thing. I forget you're like celebrating an anniversary because you guys are married. Like it's so
crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. It's coming up quick. So
oh my gosh. Well, congrats. Yeah. I'm so happy for you. And I know everyone listening is so happy for you. And for everyone listening, please follow Johnny and Amy. I will link their socials down below. Please give this video a like and leave any comments, questions you guys might still have for them in the comments. And we can look forward to seeing more of you guys. I can't wait to see everything coming up. And again, thank you guys so much for coming on here. This has been so much fun getting to know you guys more and hearing from you. Been really sweet, and it's so like wholesome and heartwarming. Like I just love it. Like it makes me feel so good about the show and so excited to watch all the next seasons to come as well.
It's gonna
be really good. I have a feeling that the next couple seasons are gonna be really good ones.
Yeah,
it's like definitely all in the right direction, all the good vibes.
Oh yeah, that's what we're pouring out, hopefully. So keep that energy going.
Exactly.
There's already been so many beautiful couples, and I feel like they paved the way for us, and hopefully like we all keep paving the way for more. So
yeah. Amazing. Okay. Bye guys. Thank you so much
for having us.
Yeah, of course.